Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Getting into the Christmas spirit here. And it's amazing to me that Wayne Newton sounded like that.
He sounds adorable.
He was adorable. He was. But I, you know, when I was a kid and I would hear like Wayne Newton songs, I'd be like, "Who's that girl?" Because he sounds like a lady, songstress. Wayne Newton, man. You know, I'll tell you, I did a little complaining about the James Bond movie from this year, the Spectre movie. But at least that's not the James Bond, which I didn't like very much at all, Spectre. But at least it didn't have Wayne Newton as one of the villains. And I'm trying to remember which one it was that had Wayne Newton as a villain. I want to say it was The Living Daylights. It's one of the, I think it's one of the Timothy Daltons. It's one of the Timothy Dalton movies. It's Wayne Newton was the villain. Wayne Newton was also the villain in The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
License to Kill.
Was it License to Kill?
That's what Google says. I'll trust Google.
Oh, man, I remember liking License to Kill. Because that's the one where Dalton, it's a Dalton one, right? Timothy Dalton, yeah.
Yes.
That's one where Dalton goes rogue. Starts running around with his license to kill. God, I can't believe I remember giving that movie a good review because I remember liking License to Kill.
No, wait, did he get to sing?
No, he was like a villain. He was a Bond villain dude.
Yeah, but you think they would write that in? He's Wayne Newton.
He did have his mustache. He did have the fantastic Wayne Newton mustache.
My favorite villain turn of his is Best of the Best 2.
Oh, man. So now we're discussing the best villain roles that Wayne Newton has had.
Light him up, Chicago.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. That's the topic. We'll be talking about this for the next 6 hours.
Did we switch spots with Foot Cheese?
Yeah, or Foot Cheese and Wayne Newton Villain Hour. That's like a regular thing on the Shadowbags Morning Zoo on www.
They're going to get mad. You're poaching their topics.
196.2 on your dial. Yeah, Foot Cheese. He's great in the Ford Fairlane. I'm not kidding. He's great in Ford Fairlane, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, which, by the way, is a massively underrated movie. Yeah, yeah, it's a starring vehicle for Andrew Dice Clay. I know that. But I really like that movie. Rennie Harlan directed it. Director of a great Christmas movie. Do you know what Christmas movie Rennie Harlan directed? Die Hard 2. Hey, speaking of movies, you see that? You see the segue?
Dan? Wake up, Dumont.
Yeah, wake him up. Get the wing in the museum ready.
He's also a huge Wayne Newton fan.
He's a huge Wayne Newton fan. And I think he's also a Shadow Bags fan.
Who isn't?
No, everybody is. Nobody is because nobody hears it. For those of you who don't know, there is this morning zoo program called Shadow Bags and the Gang with Foot Cheese, Omelet Head, Undergarment, Nut Freeze. Who else is
Omelet Head?
Omelet Head. I mentioned Olive Loaf.
Olive Loaf.
Olive Loaf, yeah.
Lacey.
No, not Lacey.
God.
Undergarment. Lacey Underall is from Caddyshack. They use this studio after we're done. So at 5 a.m., they come in here and they do their morning zoo show. Unfortunately, they don't realize that they're not being broadcast. We tell them that they're on www.196.2 on your dial. And then they come in and do a full morning zoo.
One of these days, someone's going to call the front office, WGN, asking about Foot Cheese. And,
yeah, calling you. Yeah, they'll call Jimmy. They'll call Jimmy DeCastro. Hey, Jimmy, what's going on with this Foot Cheese show? Jimmy will be like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, what's this shadow bags? How can I, listen, I want to look, I'd like to sponsor the shadow bags. I'd like to sponsor the Wayne Newton Villain Hour on Shadow Bags Morning Zoo Show. How can I do that, Jimmy? Are people actually calling in with Wayne Newton villain roles? Is this really happening right now? Foot Cheese is going to be mad at me, but I'm going to take this call. Here's Michael on WGN. All right, Michael, what was another villain role that Wayne Newton had?
Here we go. It's actually himself titled Vegas Vacation. He tried to steal Ellen Griswold from Clark.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot about that. Oh, man.
Yeah, I was just driving home from work and planning a trip to Vegas, and that came to my head instantly.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right, Michael. Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.
Take care. All right. That's one less call now that Shadowbags is going to get for his segment. All right. We have to break. I didn't even get a chance. Didn't even get a chance to tell you yet the Chicago Film Critic Association awards, the winners, because we were too busy talking about Wayne Newton's villain roles.
It's all Wayne Newton. Since he won this year.
Wayne Newton Thursday.
No, Wayne Newton Wednesday. We can add another Wednesday. Split it among three things. We got Wham Wednesday, Whitesnake Wednesday, and Wayne Newton Wednesday. Man, this show just keeps getting classier and classier, doesn't it? Esmeralda, you must be thrilled to be working on this show, huh?
I'm honored.
You were on Afternoon Drive at one point. Now you're on this show. Congratulations. All right, we'll take a break, and then we got the news after this. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m., and then my main man, Steve Cochran, and the gang come in. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Talk and text. You can check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is to like us on Facebook. Do that right now. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Tomorrow's Friday, Fly Jams Friday. But it's a special edition of Fly Jams Friday. All the Fly Jams tomorrow, since it's our last Fly Jams Friday before Christmas, will be Fly Jam Christmas related Fly Jams. So if you would like to request a Christmas Fly Jam, text to DJ Shagru, and that would be 312-981-7200. All of the Fly Jams tomorrow will be Christmas Fly Jams. So you got a Christmas Fly Jam, 312-981-7200. We'll play those. Straight Out of Context, if that happens tomorrow, listen 24-7 to this station. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle like a 10-year-old, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and again, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Listen 24-7, and if ever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a Nick D Show spy. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and we're talking about me, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, so there you go. Hey, I've got one more copy. I'm going to give it away right now. One more copy this morning. We'll have another copy to give away tomorrow of A Little More Less. The great Stephen Johnny, who I was thrilled to have on the show earlier this week. They have written a great, great book about Les Paul, and it's called A Little More Less. And if you call a number 7 right now at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, caller number 7 will receive this morning's last copy of A Little More Less. And you can get the book at WGNradio.com/Les Paul book. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hi.
Hi. All right. All right, Wayne Newton. No, I'm No, we're I believe we're done speaking about Wayne Newton this morning. We'll leave that up to Shadowbags and Foot Cheese and the gang. You know, they really do mess up this studio. We have to clean it up when they're done.
I see.
There's stripper glitter all over the place.
Oh, I could imagine.
Yeah. Shot glasses.
Right.
Plastic jello, you know, shot glasses all over, because they have jello shots.
Yes.
So,
because what doesn't scream morning?
Morning zoo, like jello shots off of strippers' butts. That's a morning occurrence on the Shadowbags Morning Zoo here on www.196.2. Oh, look at this. We have caller 7 is Anita. Hello, Anita.
Hi.
Hi, congratulations. You are caller number 7, which means you win a copy of Stephen Johnny's great book, A Little More Less.
I know. I'm so excited about it.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Congratulations and happy holidays, okay, Anita?
Happy holidays to all of you.
Okay, take care. Hang on, okay? Hang on. There's Anita. She's our winner, but we have another book to give away tomorrow. All right. So here are the Chicago Film Critic Association, of which I am a member and have been a member for, jeez, 25 years at least, more than that, 20, 30 years almost, almost 30 years, maybe. So here we go. You ready?
Go for it.
Most Promising Filmmaker went to Alex Garland, director of Ex Machina. Most Promising Performer went to Jacob Tremblay, the kid from the movie Room. Best Original Score went to Ennio Morricone for The Hateful Eight. It's a film that I haven't seen yet, so I didn't vote for that one.
Right. I mean, I assume you just voted Mad Max.
I voted for the score for Mad Max, yeah. Best Art Direction and Production Design went to Mad Max, Fury Road.
Oh, good.
Best Editing went to Mad Max, Fury Road. Best Cinematography went to Mad Max, Fury Road. My fellow Chicago critics and I, we kind of think alike this year. It's very, very, you know, we all were sort of like-minded. Next on the Chicago Film Critics Association, Best Animated Feature went to Inside Out. Best Documentary went to Amy, which is the documentary about Amy Winehouse.
Oh.
I did not vote for that one. I voted for Cartel Land, which we'll be talking about at the year-end show for sure. Best Foreign Language Film went to Son of Saul. Best Adapted Screenplay went to Adam McKay and Charles Randolph for The Big Short. I voted for Mad Max. Best Original Screenplay went to Tom McCarthy and Josh Singer for Spotlight. I did vote for that. Best Supporting Actress went to Alicia Vikander for Ex Machina. I voted, if I remember correctly, I didn't vote for her. I voted for Jennifer Jason Leigh, if I remember correctly, for Anomalisa. Best Supporting Actor went to Benicio del Toro for Sicario.
Oh, good for him.
He's awesome. He is awesome. But I voted for Sylvester Stallone. So you see, sometimes your vote doesn't count. Best Actress went to Brie Larson for Room. I voted for her. Best Actor went to Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant. I voted for him. Best Director went to George Miller, Mad Max, Fury Road. Clearly. What did I vote for there?
Mad Max.
That's right. And Best Picture of the Year for 2015 from the Chicago Film Critics Association, Mad Max, Fury Road. Mad Max, Fury Road won a record 5 awards at the Film Critics Association this year. And Chicago representing for Mad Max, baby. Yeah. That would mean it's a lovely day for Chicago film critics. It's a lovely day. So if you would like to see this, it's been posted on the intranets. And you can see it on your little intranet devices, your little computer chips. Right?
Just on the chip.
Just on the chip. Really, you have to get magnifying glasses.
Yes, it's very tiny.
But yeah, Mad Max Fury Road, big winner for the Chicago Film Critics Association, and deservedly so. So those were the winners. They handed them out last night at the big awards dinner, which I didn't go to because I was sleeping.
Was any, do you know, were people there?
No, I don't think so.
None of the
No, they're all the winners. I mean, everybody who won, you know, like the people who won all the big awards would have to probably fly in from Australia.
That's true.
I think. I can't speak for everybody, but I know George Miller lives in Australia. So, or maybe he lives in, he must live in L.A. now at this point. Even though they shot it in Australia.
Right.
So
I think he could go back and forth, but that's.
It's so, you still haven't seen, you haven't seen Mad Max, have you?
No.
Good Lord.
When's it come out on Netflix?
Don't worry about Netflix. You have a Blu-ray player now. Wait a minute. What does that mean?
I'm very lazy. That's what that means.
Okay. Do you know that I have 2 copies of Mad Max?
Why do you have 2?
Because I need them. I have 2 copies of Mad Max Fury Road. I have 2 copies of Mad Max Fury Road on DVD. 2 of them.
They the same one?
They're yeah, no. It's the same movie, yeah.
No, I know it's the same movie, but, you know, stuff.
Same edition? Yes, with the same extras and everything.
So,
by the way, and it's on my, you know, my TV. I have my little flat screen TV on a TV stand, and a bookending on either side of my TV are the copies of that movie, framing the ends of my television.
I thought they would just be melted into your DVD.
Well, I watch them constantly. I've seen the movie 25 times now.
Right.
I will bring one copy in for you, but you realize how much of a trust issue that is for me.
What will you watch after you watch Mad Max?
What am I going to do? I have to watch my second copy of Mad Max after I watch my first.
Yeah, you can't just, you know, replay.
I can't. No, are you kidding? I need to put the other one in.
There could be subtle differences. You never know.
I'm very OCD when it comes to my Mad Max viewing. You have to see it. Right. Dan has seen it. Well, that's because his boyfriend is in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tom Hardy.
Right.
And Dan, where is that frame? Did you frame the picture that I got you? I got Dan an autographed, certified, by the way, certificate of authenticity. I got him an autograph for his birthday. I got him an autographed picture, 8x10 of Tom Hardy.
I haven't framed it yet because it's harder to hug it when it's framed.
I was going to say.
It's not as comfortable to sleep with at night, to cuddle up with.
He's always comfortable to sleep with.
You really should have gotten him a pillow with Tom Hardy's face next to
him. No, you know what you can do, Dan, is stick Tom Hardy in the ostrich head and then slam
with
your
me?
Yeah, put Tom Hardy in the ostrich head with you.
I think you should get one of those Japanese pillows, body pillows, but it's Tom Hardy.
It's shaped like Tom Hardy?
Well, no, it's a pillow. It's just a long pillow.
Long pillow, but it has Tom Hardy on it.
Yes. Because then you could squeeze them all you want.
I'll tell you what, you wouldn't want to cuddle up to Tom Hardy the way he looks in The Revenant, though. I can tell you that right now. Not Tom Hardy's prettiest film in terms of how he looks. So you have to see Mad Max.
Right.
I mean, this is a requirement.
Man.
I should have said it was a job requirement before you took on this.
Is it even out yet?
Yeah.
All right.
Mad Max came out May 19th, 2015. I saw it 3 times in 24 hours when it came out.
God.
I'm not kidding you. 3 times in 24 hours. I've never seen a movie 3 times in 24 hours before, except for Mad Max. I went to a 5 o'clock show. Then I went back to the same theater for a 10 o'clock show. And then the next day, I went to see it again. It's a pretty good movie.
That's what I heard.
It's not bad.
Someone said that. I don't remember.
Probably me.